Okay, let's unpack this. Today we're diving into a truly remarkable story of event planning. It started with just a simple request, but wow, it blossomed into this meticulously crafted, unforgettable celebration. This isn't just about throwing a party. It's more a deep dive into how creativity, organization, and a good dose of personal flair can transform an occasion, make it something really special.
Yeah, what's truly fascinating here is how this detailed personal account really reveals the underlying principles of exceptional event design. We'll explore the journey of a male graphic designer and photographer. He also knits and sews, which I think adds an interesting layer to his meticulousness. And he uses these skills to help orchestrate this amazing Broadway and Central Park themed 10th anniversary celebration. It was for his wife's cousin and his husband.
Right. So our mission for you, the listener, is to pull out the surprising facts, the really ingenious ideas, and the practical insights from this account. We want to show you how every single element, even the tiniest ones, contributed to this grand cohesive vision. And honestly, as someone who, let's just say, struggles sometimes to even organize my pantry, I was kind of blown away by the level of detail here.
Oh, definitely. It all began pretty simply. Back in December 2018, the author was just asked to design a playbill program, like the ones you get at a Broadway show for this upcoming anniversary. But here's where his natural knack for organization just took over. He calls himself a Virgo, loves color coding, making Gantt charts.
Font charts, wow.
Yeah, those super detailed project timelines. And he admits to organizing, and this is a quote, the ever-loving SHIT out of everything. Even family vacation itineraries printed in triplicate. He says it comes from anxiety, but well, it clearly worked here. He didn't just say yes to the playbill.
Okay, wow. That's a level of meticulousness I think most of us only dream of. But how much of that kind of obsessive detail do you think is just, inherent to an organizer like him? Versus something that maybe any planner could cultivate if they wanted this level of success.
That's a really good question. I mean, sure, some people definitely seem wired for order, but what this story really shows is the power of applied thoroughness. It's about putting that tendency into action. His immediate response wasn't just, okay, I'll design it. It was to send detailed notes, follow-up questions about the whole event.
Right, like beyond the program itself.
Exactly. He asked if they had invites designed yet, if they needed RSVP cards about coordination, timelines for design, proofing, printing, all of it. This proactive approach, it just showed a deeper understanding of all the moving parts, way beyond the initial request. It really speaks volumes, Asking the right questions, even if they seem outside your immediate job, can make you indispensable.
Totally. That's the power of anticipating needs, right?
Yeah.
And it wasn't just a simple little party they were planning, was it? This whole celebration eventually happened on September 13, 2020. And the venue, the magnificent Guthrie Theater, that alone offered some really cool opportunities for the theme. They used its Dowling Studio, the Black Box Theater, the Pollard Lobby, the Amber Box, even the Endless Bridge for a view of the Aquatennial
Oh,
fireworks.
yes, the fireworks. Apparently, the couple's actual anniversary was in November, but they just really, really loved fireworks. So, September it was.
How about that?
But that date, September 13th, led to this unique logistical challenge. It really highlights the need for incredible coordination, the author and his wife. They were also helping plan their niece's wedding on the exact same day.
No way. How did they even manage that?
Well, they had to split duties. He handled the cousin's event, she managed the niece's, and they sort of collaborated in between. A big advantage, though, his wife worked for a printing and graphics company, Image Printing and Graphics, Inc. That made coordinating all the print items, which were super important here, pretty seamless. It's a great example of, leveraging the resources and connections you have.
Absolutely crucial. Okay, so let's talk vision. The high-level ideas from the couple were so distinct, right? A Broadway-themed social hour, then flipping to a Central Park-themed dinner and reception. That's cool. They had some ideas already, like a linen supplier, desserts. But the author and his wife needed to find a florist, a DJ, a photographer, and handle all the printed stuff, the invites, and all these adorable RSVP cards, but with the couple's initials, B and P. How cute is that?
It's so clever, and the planning, the meticulousness is just impressive right from the start. He mentioned using Planning Pod online, called it a great event planning software, just underscores how important good tools are for complex projects. And choosing the right collaborators was key. It highlights that principle of picking partners who are really invested in your vision. Mm. Like the florist, Dallas, from Addy Lane Floral, apparently went way above the call of duty helping with setup issues. That's exactly the kind of vendor you want, someone who steps up when things inevitably go sideways.
Definitely. Okay, speaking of details, let's get into the immersive design, because the invites alone sound like a masterpiece. Designed with their chosen purple and green colors, crafted to look exactly like a Broadway event poster, custom logo and everything, sent in green envelopes, included that unique RSVP card, and wrapped with a custom wrapper.
And the feel of it. The invite card itself was coated with the soft touch laminate. He described it as giving it a luxurious suede feel. Like a red velvet curtain.
Wow. Talk about setting the stage. Engaging the senses right from the first touch. That's brilliant.
And the interactivity of that RSVP card, that's such a smart engagement strategy. Guests had to write down a song that would keep them dancing and color in icons for how much beer or wine they might drink. It immediately pulls guests into the experience, makes them feel like part of it. Plus, the thoughtfulness extended to out-of-town guests, too. They made an around-town flyer listing places to sleep, eat, things to do. Small touch, big impact.
Okay, now here's where it gets really interesting for me. The seating and the entrance experience.
Yes.
Instead of table numbers, they use names of specific Broadway shows. And each table featured the corresponding playbill. That's already cool. But then, guests got authentic-looking tickets, customized with their name, the show, meaning their table name and their seat number. But get this, the barcode on the tickets, it actually worked.
No way, worked how?
It scanned. And it took guests to a place where they could buy a can of Aquanet hairspray.
Aquanet, oh my gosh, that's hilarious. Such a perfect vintage touch.
Right,
yeah.
It's like this hidden little Easter egg tied to a vintage ad they apparently placed in the actual program. That's just an amazing, unexpected detail.
That's a fantastic example of what you might call a hidden delight. You know, it's subtle, very specific. Not everyone will get it, maybe. But for those who do, it creates this powerful sense of shared discovery. It really deepens the immersion. The insight there for anyone listening is find those niche references that really resonate with your specific audience. Add layers of authenticity, playful surprise. It's kind of like rewarding attention to detail, creating little inside jokes with your guests. And for the Central Park theme part, tiny little lamppost table tags. They had the guest's name, seat number, meal choice. And the scroll work on them incorporated a little fireworks star image, tying in their love for fireworks again, but elegantly.
Nice. And the lobby area, the Broadway part, sounded incredible too. Cocktail tables had different showbills, playbills, mums, coordinating fabric swatches, and Broadway songs playing. It wasn't just decor. It was total sensory immersion from the get-go. There was a gift table, a will call table for the seating tickets. And get this, the author's wife wore a will call sign so she could be easily spotted.
Huh, that's clever problem solving on the fly. Practical and thematic.
Totally.
And even the guest book wasn't just, you know, a standard book. It was styled like the playbills. Guests wrote their info alongside sporadic prints of various real playbill covers. Every single element just reinforced the theme. Cohesive. Branded, really.
Okay, and the actual program, the thing that started it all. It was an authentic-looking reproduction filled with fake and vintage ads, apparently from the groom's birth year, which is another great touch. Plus, funny cast bios, images, humorous theater policies. It really felt like a genuine playbill you'd treasure, not just a handout.
And the dinner reveal. This was a touch of genius from the DJ. As the wall opened up to the banquet area, he played Be Our Guest from Beauty and the Beast. Apparently, it was a big hit. Guests absolutely loved that dramatic, super thematic entrance into the dining space. It just highlights how a well-timed surprise reveal can elevate the whole experience, create a memorable transition.
Oh, I bet. So the ambiance in the dinner space itself, meticulously crafted down to the decor. What really stands out here is the deliberate variety they created, but still within that cohesive theme. Half the tables had these like elegant trees with pillar candle holders, LED color changing candles, purple during dinner, then rotating rainbow after the fireworks.
Wow, dynamic lighting, nice.
Yeah, and those tables had a green apple shag tablecloth, talk about texture,
yeah,
with a painted napkin pattern, mm-hmm, really adding to that lush Central Park vibe.
Right, and the other tables. They had smaller floral arrangements, more LED lights, purple stones for interest, purple fabric for texture. And these ones featured a grass-printed tablecloth and white napkins. So you get visual variety, but it all still clearly says Central Park.
Mm-hmm.
Those elements, like the shag tablecloth, the different textures, it shows the power of sensory details in reinforcing a theme, making it stick in your memory. Oh, and desserts were various flavors of buntinis from Nothing Bundt Cakes, made easier because the author's best friend's niece worked there. Another connection paying off.
Always helps. Mm. And there was also a touching memorial table, honoring those who couldn't be there. A really thoughtful gesture, grounds the celebration, and a sweet detail. The Grunes wore single rainbow roses for their boutonnieres. Mm. Very nice. They even had a custom GOBO of their logo, you know, the light projection thing.
Oh, yeah, like a bat signal for the event.
Exactly. Projecting their design onto a wall. Fantastic way to brand the space with a theatrical flourish. And wedding party gifts were special mugs with the event logo, green handle, and interior. Again, just consistent branding everywhere.
And the flow of the event, the show itself, had its own kind of magic. The fireworks acted as an intermission.
Hmm.
But what's truly fascinating, almost unbelievable here, the Aquatennial fireworks that night. Completely coincidentally, they incorporated hearts, purple and green, in their display that year.
Get out. Seriously.
Seriously. Perfectly matching the event's colors. It was like fate itself just decided to chime in and make it even more perfect. It just amplifies that feeling of truly bespoke, meant-to-be experience.
How absolutely incredible is that? That's amazing. Those kinds of serendipitous moments just make an event feel, I don't know, destined.
So after the fireworks intermission.
Right. After the fireworks, DJ Josh Clinton opened the floor for karaoke.
Mm-hmm.
And naturally, lots of guests sang Broadway show tunes, brought the theme full circle, kept the energy high right to the end.
And the author, reflecting on it all, expressed this immense satisfaction that his initial mental picture of how the space would look, he said it pretty much matched up with the reality at the end. He described the whole process as taking the client's ideas and making them 10x more than what they expected. And importantly, doing it all within their budget. It just shows that truly exceptional results don't always come from spending more money, but from ramping up the creativity and the meticulous planning. It was, in his words, a looning day, but ultimately so much fun.
That sounds incredibly rewarding. So, okay, what does this all mean for you listening? This deep dive into just one event planning journey, it really showcases the power of having a clear vision, yes, but combining it with an almost obsessive attention to detail. It's about more than just organizing stuff. It's about creating an immersive, truly memorable experience that resonates with every single person who's there.
Yeah, and if we connect this to the bigger picture, it seems clear that true success in almost any complex endeavor, a big event, a detailed work project, whatever, often comes from that ability. The ability not just to dream big, but to meticulously, as he put it, chisel everything down to the tiniest details. The real magic seems to lie in those tangible touches, the unexpected delights, the seamless integration of every single element, which kind of raises an important question, doesn't it?
It does. So here's something to think about for your next big project or event, whether it's personal or professional. Well, one surprising, maybe often overlooked, but truly immersive detail could you possibly incorporate? Something to elevate it, make it uniquely memorable, and genuinely exceed the expectations of everyone experiencing it.